dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And I have a return guest now. He's a buddy of mine down in the Birmingham area, Ethan Hill. And he has been helping homeless in his area, and he's continuing to do that even through this COVID period, raising money to try to help provide certain items for homeless when they're out there all alone and needing help. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ethan Hill.
Thank you.
Man, what have you been doing since we talked last?
Been playing video games. Helping low-income people with food.
Have you found more people who needed help since we talked last?
Yes, sir.
Man, it seems like it never ends, the people that are out there that need our help that are homeless.
Yes, sir.
I know that you found a special way to do this. For those who are listening now that don't know about Ethan's heart, what are the items that you give the people in your area that are homeless that you run across?
We give sleeping bags, food, toiletries, giving out hand sanitizer and wipes and things for the once a month.
We didn't have COVID when we met last time, did we?
No, sir.
That has changed a lot of things, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, sir.
You know, there's people out there, like you say, that they're encountering each other. They need hand sanitizer and masks and other items to protect themselves. And you're looking for ways to try to help those people. Have you had more people jump in to help your effort?
It's been slow this year since everybody been losing their jobs and been just hard this year.
What are we going to do about it?
Going to keep pushing and hoping everybody that can help helps this year.
How do we get their attention, Ethan?
We just put out fundraisers and spread and get help. Hopefully people spread the word.
You ever heard the squeaky wheel gets the grease?
No, sir.
What do you think that saying means?
That they'll make noise.
If you're making noise and you're a squeaky wheel, you get the grease, right?
Yes, sir.
So you have to be a squeaky wheel sometime. And when I say grease, I mean help for these homeless and for this project and effort that you have.
Yes, sir.
How are we going to be squeaky?
Every day we're just going to put the word out and hopefully people will respond.
There you go. That's it. I'm hoping that through the Mark White Show, you'll be a little squeaky wheel right now, and people that hear this message will decide that they want to help because your effort is helping those who have so little in this world, and we have so much. I remember coming to your house, and you have a beautiful place to live. You have your mom and your dad. You have a little brother. You have food to eat. You have clothes to wear. I have the same things at my house. I have clothes to wear, food to eat, and these people are struggling. They need our help.
Yes, sir. Are we just going to keep on pushing and see if we can get the help for them?
I want you to take people back to the beginning. Tell people who haven't heard before why you decided that you wanted to start this effort called Ethan's Heart.
Back in first grade, we was just driving along. People needed help, so I decided I wanted to do something to help them.
And you sure did, and your mom got behind you to help you in this effort. You said your grandmothers made a big difference in your life because of their influence on you that led you to want to care about people in this way, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
I love that about you because you love your grandmothers. You talked about the influence that they had on you, and it's very important that we love our older generation and let them help guide us with wisdom.
We just celebrated my grandmother's 93rd birthday.
All right. How is she doing?
She's doing awesome, and she's been pretty great.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Let me talk to your mom real quick. We'll let her jump in on the conversation.
Hey.
Ebony, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. As Ethan said, some things have changed. Like I was telling him, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. He said he had never heard that term before, but I think he understands it now.
I think he does.
Being a squeaky wheel for a little kid, I don't think he would have a problem because he's well-spoken. He has the ability to do this, and it sounds like he's ready to keep on keeping on when it comes to this special effort for the homeless.
Absolutely. You know, we explained to him that it was going to be difficult this year, but he was still committed. So if he's committed, we're committed to help him keep pushing his effort.
What are we doing right now to collect to get ready for the homeless this next season?
Right now, there's a fundraiser going on Facebook, and he also has Cash App and PayPal.
And when we talk about the Facebook page, that's Ethan's Heart.
That's correct. It's Ethan's Heart on Facebook, and if they Google, they get on Facebook and they look on that page, they should see the link for the fundraiser.
And then for the Cash App and the other ways for people to pay, how can they do that?
The Cash App is $ Ethan's Heart. That's ETHANSHEART. And the PayPal, they can put in the email address, which is Ethan's Heart. BHAM@gmail.com.
Ebony, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to Ethan some more about his plans to grow this effort, even when it's slow right now, as we move forward, so that his young mind starts to think about the future. I know he has ideas. He has to, because as a first grader, to start this amazing idea to see a homeless person and want to help them, will y'all stick with me?
We will.
Folks, right now, we're talking to Ethan Hill and his mom, Ebony. He is the founder of Ethan's Heart, my buddy down in Birmingham, Alabama, who saw a homeless individual and wanted to help them and went from that point to helping many homeless in the Birmingham area. We want to continue to encourage Ethan in this effort. I hope you'll stick with me as we go to a break. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I have been talking to my buddy down in Birmingham, Alabama, Ethan Hill, founder of Ethan's Heart. We have been talking to his mom, Ebony, who is a social worker for the state of Alabama, and we appreciate both of them joining me here today as we talk about this special effort. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ethan.
Thank you for having me.
Buddy, I am always glad to have you here on the Mark White Show, and anything I can do to help as you move this effort forward, just know that I'm here, man.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the future of Ethan's Heart. When you think about this effort of yours, where do you want it to go in the future? Where do you see it going as things start to improve and people start to be able to donate again as they did before?
We already got the name, so we just trying to make it a nonprofit so we can attract bigger contributors so we can do this for years to come.
I like that. Are you working on it becoming a nonprofit 501c3 now?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Is the ball rolling on the nonprofit?
It is going. So hopefully, we're hoping for by the end of the year that it will be all squared away.
Great. That will be a big help when it comes to contributors, as Ethan says, even bigger contributors to help this effort to be even bigger and stronger as it moves forward, even possibly outside of the Birmingham area where you live.
That's what we're hoping for, because right now we're even getting requests from all across the U.S. We have a family in California that's in need of care packages, and right now we're trying to secure ways to ship those to where they need to go. So it's growing much larger than what we expected. So If he wants to continue it, then, of course, the need is greater than Birmingham. We don't mind being a blessing to whoever we can.
I love that, Ebony. And as you know, if we accept those issues and those challenges and say, look, I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life, and it doesn't matter if they're in Timbuktu or California or New York, I'm going to find a way to help the people who are in need.
Absolutely.
Ethan, what do you think about the fact that people are reaching out to you from as far as California?
It's pretty great that people from all over the country have heard about the this thing that we're doing.
Did you ever think about somebody reaching out to you from that far when you first started?
No, I thought it was. To be honest with you, I really thought it was going to be a one-time thing, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool for a kid to get somebody to reach out from Roebuck Parkway, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Let alone California. But like your mom said, when somebody reaches out, you want to find a way to help them, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have to make a way to find who needs them and how to get there.
Well, my squeaky wheel, tell people right now what you want them to do. Reach out to people who are listening right now. Encourage them to give to Ethan's heart. What is your message to people who are listening?
We need more people than just us, and everybody that can contribute is maybe saving somebody's life from being out somewhere in the cold, hungry, and not being protected from this COVID. So please give. So we can just help as many people as we can this year. I know some people can't give, but everybody that can give, please give. And every little bit helps.
And tell people how they can follow Ethan's heart.
I have a Facebook page, and on that page we have a fundraiser. So we can raise money to help the homeless this year.
And tell people about your Cash App, as your mom did, the ways that people can donate.
We have a Cash App at $Ethan's Heart, ETHANSHEART.
Tell people how old you are, Ethan.
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Are you going into the fifth grade?
Yes, sir.
Boy, oh boy, you started this when you're in the first grade, and now you're going into the fifth grade. How does it make you feel to feel like you're making a difference in the lives of others?
It's a blessing, really.
Are you taking care of that little brother of yours being a good example?
Yes, sir.
I know that it's an encouragement to your family, and I know that they appreciate what you're doing, Ethan, and I want to continue to encourage you in this effort. In any way that I can help you through the Mark White Show, don't hesitate. Your mom has my number. She can message me. I want to try to help you however I can, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ebony, you still there?
I'm here.
Ebony, like I said, if you need help from the Mark White Show, however I can do it, just please reach out to me and let me know. We'll continue to share this effort for Ethan, and I appreciate him as a young man who is making a difference in the lives of others, and appreciate him so much, 10 years old, making a difference in our communities.
Thank you so much.
Folks, I've been talking to Ethan Hill and his mom, Ebony, about Ethan's Heart. I want to encourage you to go to Ethan's Heart on Facebook and then donate. I encourage you to find out more about Ethan Hill and this special effort. If there's something that we can do in this world right now, if we don't have another day to live, why not spend that time and that energy helping a 10-year-old boy who has started an effort to help the homeless, to encourage him? And I appreciate the fact that he has not given up during this COVID period. He is still pushing forward, and he is going to be that squeaky wheel, and he's going to get that grease, and I'm hoping that the Mark White Show will help him to do that. I hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue to recognize difference makers through this show and encourage and inspire all of us to make a difference where we can. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm. Something good today.